You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I'm hoping that if, in fact, he's foolish enough to go in, he's smart enough not to, in fact, do anything that would negatively impact on American citizens.
Have you told him that?
Yes.
You've told him that you know, Americans will be a line that they can't cross?
Well, I didn't have to tell him that. I've spoken about that. He knows that.
I'm not so sure that was a strong word to Biden, from Biden to Putin: do not touch any Americans or you incur all of our wrath. You hear how he kind of equivocated? And that was in the interview with NBC's Lester Holt. This is Feb 12. Wait a minute. It is not Feb 12. Where did I suddenly jump ahead a day? I'm trying to get off rushing around. It's Feb 11. Feb 11, 2022. I got that right. We are live streaming at Larry Connors USA YouTube, Facebook. Larry Connors USA YouTube, Facebook. You can look in on the program right now and for the next 2 hours. That question was part of an extensive one-on-one interview that NBC anchor Lester Holt had with President Biden. There were a lot of parts that we're going to break down over the next 2 hours. But that one thing where he said when Trump, he said, I'm having a Biden moment, give me this time. And Biden does it in the interview. I'm not going to mock it. I'll point it out, though, again, because we all do that from time to time. But Biden said that Trump is aware that he should not touch American citizens. But then Lester Holt pressed him. You told him that? Well, he knows. In other words, no, I don't think he had any kind of discussion like that. In fact, I'm not sure what Biden has told the Russians. Now, he'll tell you, the American public, we will do this and do that. The other day for the White House, he said we'll impose sanctions. There'll be consequences. And he had the German chancellor standing there beside him, who's counting on that 755-mile pipe gas line running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany to supply them 50% of their fuel going forward. And reporters asked him, do you stand with the president? Your sanctions, which it would include shutting down the pipeline? We're all united in a front. That didn't answer the question. Now, this word coming out, this new intel, suggesting that Russia could launch an attack on Ukraine even before the end of the Olympics. That's the 20th of this month. CNN is quoting sources, and others are as well, coming forward. Blinken had said today that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could, quote, begin at any time, including during the Winter Olympics, and the U.S. continues to see troubling signs. Biden this morning was holding a call with NATO and European allies, supposedly, to suggest to discuss all of this. As we pointed out to you yesterday, Senator Tom Cotton was saying that I'm getting the impression that they might actually move sooner than later. I'm not going to bet on this one. Biden does have a lot of troops in position. Whether he'll do it, I don't know. Now, if he does it, then all the questions and concerns about 2022 and even 2024 might be up in the air. We'll have to get into that in more detail. In the meantime, James Carlin, who had been the advisor for the Biden team to some extent, but certainly helped Bill Clinton get into office, is saying that I don't think inflation is going to be an issue. I don't think we're going to, you know, we'll get it under control. If we don't, then we are going to have a problem. And then we also have this word breaking that just crossed, and I want to share it with you because we're going to talk about teachers' unions saying we're trying to get our kids back in class and be safe. And of course, vaccinations have been part of it. The FDA just postponed an advisory panel meeting on authorizing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in children under age 5. I'm really kind of glad about that. I really don't want to be giving vaccines to children under 5, and I'm not so sure about giving any of them to children. Then we also have the January 6th commission, and there's a gap, a missing gap. Remember Watergate gap? Oh, we got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. Lock and load, ready on the right. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
New tonight, sources say the January 6th committee found a gap in official White House phone logs it received, showing no calls to or from Mr. Trump for several hours after his speech that day, when lawmakers have said publicly they spoke to him. Are records missing? Was a private cell phone used, evading official logs? Unknown. In another development, the House Oversight Committee launched its own investigation of the former president taking boxes of official records to his personal home at Mar-a-Lago. When the Trump White House packed up and moved out, memorable items, perhaps even classified materials that belonged to the U.S. government, improperly went to Florida.
Oh, my God. They are going to hammer this January 6th. Of course, I knew and I told you they would. And, of course, now the January 6th committee says, you know, a lot of the boxes he took out of the White House might have had some stuff hidden there. And then we pull up some of the telephone calls and information and records, and we find a gap, an 18-second gap. Huh. You see what they're trying to do? They're trying to remind you of that gap in the Nixon Watergate tapes. Remember that? For those of you not familiar or your memory's just a little fuzzy on it, let me refresh it for you. Let me refer actually the way it was written and handled by an ABC News report at that time. I mean, we're talking about at this time in the 70s, we didn't have the divisive media. Now, a lot of people still thought the major networks, we didn't have the cable operators. But we still had many thinking that major networks such as NBC, ABC, and CBS were too liberal. Mainly the attacks by conservatives were against CBS, and mainly there, Dan Rather. I remember being at the convention in New Orleans and a crowd gathering around the CBS podium where he was addressing his audience. It was posted high above the floor where he had a glass where he could see everything. I don't know if they could hear the crowd, but back behind them, they were waving signs and yelling at Rather for false news. They didn't call it fake news then, but basically accusing him of doing all this stuff wrong. And, of course, then when the word about the Watergate tape surfaced, when word your testimony, and if you recall, that was live day to day, when it suddenly came out that there were tapes made of all the phone calls, audio, then they thought, well, we need to see those. So here's the way ABC News reported it on that day, and saying the Watergate tapes, infamous 18-and-a-half-minute gap, and Nixon's secretary unusual explanation for it. It adds, when the existence of the Watergate tapes became public, one of the most memorable moments was that infamous 18.5-minute gap, what some saw as President Nixon's secretary's bizarre explanation for what caused it also raised more questions. And adding that, according to Jill Winebanks, who was an assistant Watergate special prosecutor, the whole history of Watergate is a Marx Brothers routine. You have a ridiculous break-in with so many errors, you get caught red-handed. It's absurd, yet facts are facts. The difference between that, when we speak of facts are facts, and January 6th and Trump's involvement, quote, inciting, there is no fact. There's not one piece of statement anywhere that he told them to go down and do that. So what can we seize on? Well, we got this gap in this tape. What can we get out of that? Maybe there's something there. Now, back to the Nixon tape that was in conversation he was having with his chief of staff at the time, H.R. Bob Haldeman. And they were discussing the break-in at the Democrat National Headquarters. And that's where the 18-and-a-half-minute gap came. Patch of buzzes, clicks of missing audio. In that recording made June 30, 1972, 3 days after the break-in. Rosemary Woods, Nixon's loyal secretary, was supposed to transcribe the tapes before they were turned over to prosecutors. Now, remember, 1970s, we did not have a lot of technology we do now. She testified in front of the grand jury in 74 that she was using a dictaphone, which had a pedal on it, which would pause the recording when she lifted her foot off of it. And she claimed she had erased part of the tape by mistake. Again, back to one of the prosecutors, Winebanks, said that explanation that she's listening to the tape and the telephone rang, so she kept her foot on a pedal, pushed the wrong button, pushed record instead of off, and reached for the phone. That explanation, she said, that just doesn't cut it. There's even a picture that ABC and others did, that AP did, showing her sitting at her typewriter, dictaphone machine nearby, her foot's down on the floor, you can't see that, but her phone that she has to answer, way back, if you watching on Larry Connors USA Facebook, YouTube right now, Larry Connors USA YouTube, she's reaching back like, watch this. That motion, if you're watching, that motion supposedly explains what happened. Not everybody bought it. But she said, maybe I caused it. Well, of course, Nixon was done anyway. The audio was not able to be recovered. Now we have new technology. There have been efforts made to try to find if can we recover it now. Apparently we can't. Still maintains a mystery at this point as to how it happened and what was on it. But what we have the state-controlled media doing now is whatever we can do to diminish Trump before midterm 2022. They're coming up November 8. There have got to be a lot of things that need to be resolved before voters go to the polls November 8 officially. Of course, some will start early balloting for the midterm elections. And if there's buyer's remorse, it's going to turn everything upside down for the Democrats. They're going to lose more House seats. Several Democrats, 25 plus, resigning. Some said, basically, I've served my term. Others are, they don't want to get into this fray. They know they're going to lose. Why spend money and effort on a losing campaign? We cannot defend Biden. The polling has gone so deep in the hole. Inflation is now at a 40-year high. How are we supposed to defend anything he's done, much less Afghanistan? And now we're facing the Russia issue. But, of course, they're going to throw everything they can out there. Why not? Why not include a book that has just been released? This book written by an author who basically would have it in for Trump. The exact title, let me get the title before I give it to you, because there's been some confusion. I've seen it printed two different ways, and I try to get right about this. This book was probably, give me a second. This one, like I say, I always try to be exact as I can. I don't like throwing out, you know, just vague and non-answerable questions that can't be pinned down. The book ends up being written by, well, I know that it was written by someone who does not have a lot of love for Trump. Book by Maggie Haberman, actually, titled Confidence Man. That's right. I want to make sure I had it right. Confidence Man. Picture Trump on Ada younger days and calling him a confidence man. Well, her book, now NBC's going to want, you know, we just mentioned the gaps in the tape, you know, that 18-second, again, what's happened there? Boxes taken to Mar-a-Lago, what's inside the boxes? So why not go ahead and throw in this book? Listen to this part of the report.
An upcoming book from author Maggie Haberman makes this claim. White House residence staff periodically found papers had clogged a toilet. The former president denied that I flushed papers and documents down a White House toilet. Today, Trump ally Chuck Grassley said the records preservation law must be followed.
There's nothing special about him or anybody else. The law says you got to preserve records, so you preserve records.
That's Senator Grassley, Republican. I agree with him. But they throw that in, and do you remember questions about other records that went missing regarding the Hillary Clinton computer scandal and her cell phones? Remember stories of them getting a bleach bit type app and are doing out on the asphalt with a hammer, beating the hell out of some cell phones so nothing could be retrieved, and our computer information that never got, she turned over 30,000 emails, but no 30,000 she held back, saying, well, they're not relative. They deal with me planning Chelsea's wedding and drapes and so forth, so I took them out. It's not your job to decide what's relative. And we never have gotten answers on that. The Democrats were never going to go into it. But this, all the reports that Trump was staking a bunch of papers and stuffing them down the toilet and flushing them. Do you know what kind of mess that would cause if he did? It'd stop it up immediately, right? You know that. So maybe we check the plumbing records at the White House. Would they give us any answer? I'm just asking. And when it comes to destroying records, as you heard Senator Grassley say, you have to keep them. And he's right. But no one is holding Hillary Clinton's feet to the fire. Now, she wasn't president, but she was Secretary of State. And plus, she had violated protocol numerous times by what she did use. Then we have this other issue about inflation. How bad is that going to affect? Because they know they got to do something about it. They got to throw everything they can because the inflation numbers are so bad. Here's Lester Holt at part of the interview with Joe Biden about concerns about inflation for the upcoming election.
Today's sour headline on the economy. Inflation skyrocketing to 7.5%, a 40-year high. Prices still spiking on everything from used cars to gas to food. Inflation now costing the average American an extra $275 a month. month compared to last year.
I think it was back in July you said inflation was going to be temporary. I think a lot of Americans are wondering what your definition of temporary is.
Well, you're being a wise guy with me a little bit. I understand that's your job. But look, at the time, what happened was the... let's look at the reason for the inflation. The reason for the inflation is the supply chains were cut off, meaning that the products, for example, automobiles, the lack of computer chips to be able to build those automobiles so they could function, they need those computer chips. They were not available. So what happens? The number of cars were reduced, the new cars were reduced. It made up at one point one-third the cost of inflation because the price of automobiles were up. So what I did when I went out and made sure we started to make those domestically, we got Intel to come in and provide $20 billion to build a new facility. A number of organizations are doing the same kinds of things.
When can Americans expect some relief from this soaring inflation?
According to Nobel laureates, 14 of them that contacted me and a number of corporate leaders, it ought to be able to start to taper off as we go through this year. In the meantime, I'm going to do everything in my power to deal with the big points that are impacting most people in their homes.
Yeah, in your homes, your heating and everything else. Right. We're going to get into that more in the next hour. Maggie Haberman, by the way, wrote that book, Con Man, Confidence Man. She's a writer for the New York Times. That gives you her bias. Coming up, we want to hear this one.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What I've done is I've taken about four people and done the deep dive on them, meaning this thorough background checks, and to see if there's anything in the background that would make them not qualified.
Is it important that you believe they'll get a vote from the Republican side?
Well, I think whomever I pick will get a vote from the Republican side for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice here. I'm looking for someone to replace Judge Breyer with the same kind of capacity Judge Breyer had, with an open mind, who understands the Constitution, interprets it in a way that is consistent with the mainstream interpretation of the Constitution.
The mainstream interpretation of the Constitution. That is Biden again, President Biden, in that interview with Lester Holt. Now, we're going to have more in the next hour, but he did ask him about, where are you on your Supreme Court nominees? And he said, I've narrowed it down, didn't give a specific number. We do know, he's made it clear, it will be a woman, a black woman, regardless of the qualifications. Now, I'm not saying that those women will not be qualified. I'm just saying that he's already locked down on that point. But he's not the only president who's ever made such a statement. Reagan did it. So I'm going to put the first woman on the court, which he did. And Trump did it as well. So you got to keep that in mind. Don't make it a critical point against Biden for bowing to the pressure. But he was pressured. Got to be a black woman. Same thing when it came to his VP ticket. Harris was in the race against him, remember? Even basically called him a racist during the primaries, during their Democrat primaries and the debates. But now, well, he got the golden ring, and I'll stand beside him and get to share some of the glory. And call him every day and say, how are you feeling, Mr. Biden? President Biden, how are you feeling? I'm fine right now. Oh, good, good. That's about her job for right now. She's trying to find something to reset her system. Now, reference Justice Breyer and his record. The judicial philosophy is characterized, as I'm looking at some of the information that's been gathered on him, as a concern for consequences. In other words, that's almost like an activist judge. If you're going to follow the Constitution, you follow the Constitution. You don't see what's going to be the result and the impact thereof. So if his philosophy is a concern for consequences, and he has criticized those who interpret the law in a way that his words, quote, places too much weight upon language, history, tradition, and precedent, alone while understanding or understating the importance of consequences. So in other words, the history of the U.S. Constitution, the language in the Constitution, and don't put any weight on it, or at least not as much, he said. He has basically been seen as more pragmatic, more optimistic for both parties, actually. So it's not just one decision there. There was a report regarding him in the New York Times that pointed out that he insisted politics never played a role, but there's been very little evidence. He was not maybe as liberal as some of the others that were with him at the time, but for most part, he voted with majority that pushed forward more liberal policies. He cast the smallest percentage of the liberal votes among those with Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan, but he's still liberal. That's what Biden's going for this time around again. Somebody that is not really going to pay attention to the Constitution. That's not what we want. All right, coming forward for the next segment, how Fox News is being mocked for doing the very thing state-controlled media did. Stand by, please. Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors,
USA. Remember back in 2009, first year of the Obama administration, when the Tea Party protests were just getting into swing, and Fox News hosts, whose network was still touting itself as fair and balanced, encouraged, promoted, even attended them.
Get ready to Tea Party!
April 15th. All across the country, citizens are standing up.
Fox on top of Tea Party is full steam ahead.
Americans outraged over unfair and crippling taxes.
How to get involved in the hundreds of Tea Party protests.
People at a ground, a grassroots level, are fed up.
Taking a stand at the Alamo. Citizens revolt against more taxes.
Let's take a look at all the hit shows here at Fox that are going to be covering the Tea Parties.
As Tea Parties sweep the nation on Tax Day, we're there with total, fair, and balanced network coverage. Live.
Oh, that's amazing. We're there with fair and balanced coverage. Truly incredible display of the unique role that one network plays in American political life. For many years, Fox News has been operating in this flatly propagandistic fashion. It really does shape our political landscape.
Yeah, that is Chris Hayes, a man on MSNBC, talking about, see what Fox News did in the past? Remember how they got on board with the Tea Party and they said they were fair and balanced, but they were promoting the Tea Party all the time. And his point being is that that's why you're seeing Fox basically stand with the Trumpers, rather with the truckers in Canada, standing with them and encouraging, you know, some of the more of the reports out there. You're not getting many reports on the state-controlled media unless they can find some kind of, oh, the swastika flag, remember, that showed up? And it wasn't even from up there. It was the video had been shot down in Miami, Florida, and it got shipped to somebody, and they said, put it out there. Make it look like it came out of there. It's a lie, a lie. But while he is so busy pounding on Fox News for its approach on the Tea Party and conservatism, which was sweeping across the nation, still is, I hope, then he says, you know, I see in all of this a tie to the Canadian Truckers Freedom Convoy, and it's not good because they are aligning themselves and hit. I don't think he used the word terrorist, but in his thought, aligning themselves with terrorists, right? Really? You got any evidence of that? Shouldn't you be presenting that evidence? You're going to make statements like these truckers are bad and nasty? Have we seen any kind of video like that? Any kind of video? No, not even fake video so far. other than the swastika coming out of Miami saying that was being flashed around there. There was a guy with a Confederate flag. What the hell they had to do with Canadian truckers, I have no idea. But even some of those taking part in the truck convoy protests, they removed the guys. They said, get out of here, we don't need you. And they stopped others from interfering with a CNN interview. They told them, back off, don't do that, don't give us a bad eye. They've been cleaning up around the areas where they're parked. They're helping shovel snow for people for a while. They're providing food for the homeless. But that's just, you know, that means nothing. Not to the state-controlled media. So let's let Chris Hayes, a knowledgeable man, I'm sure in his head, tell you more about all these ties to the Freedom Convoy.
Now, 13 years later, Fox is rolling out the same playbook with a Canadian import. For 2 weeks, Canadian truck drivers have been protesting against vaccine mandates. They are currently required to be vaccinated or test and quarantine upon reentry from the U.S. And the protests are causing a ton of disruption. Downtown Ottawa, Canada's capital city, is clogged with giant trucks that refuse to move. Truckers are blockading an important international crossing, the one where like a quarter of U.S. Canadian trade goes over. That's the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. And that is now affecting the supply chain for automakers, some of whom are shutting down operations in Canada. They're furloughing folks and not having their factories running.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, a lot of businesses went out of business during the restrictions, draconian restrictions regarding COVID. You got to shut it down. We're not going to let you open. And those red state cities and governors that did, oh, they're jeopardizing the world. But we're going to do it right here. But we're okay. If we get a mask, right? Yep, you'll be okay. They get a mask? No, you're going to need a vaccine. Then they said the masks aren't going to be good. And then we're told some of the vaccines aren't effective. In fact, they're not preventing it. I've had two, and I came down with COVID. Not a bad case. I know other people similar, and they've had a worse case. I'm sorry for that. But what we're getting, again, from the state-controlled media is, what can we do to wake up American people and say, what the truckers are doing is wrong? They are basically violent. What did he say they were doing? They were blocking streets with their trucks. And Gerardo Rivero is complaining them as being thugs. I mean, they're blowing the horns, you know, it's disturbing people. Blowing your horn, that's pretty severe, I'll have to admit. Oh, and now they're coming up and saying, this is another one they pulled out of the hat. Good, ain't you? This one didn't work, let's try this. What else? What else is in the hat? Look, it's a bunny. No, it's not a bunny. Oh, look here. Super Bowl is coming up Sunday. Let's say the truckers' convoy across the northern border could end up affecting Super Bowl. You don't need to understand how or why, because it doesn't matter. It's not really going to affect the Super Bowl. Give me a break. I'm sorry. These folks, the way they reach for something and try to make a connection, it's lunacy. But then here's where the rubber meets the road, as Hayes gets into all this confrontation not being covered, and we haven't seen any confrontation, all the violence, we haven't seen any of that, all the burnings of things, no, we haven't seen that either, but he still insists Fox News is all about attacking BLM while giving what's happening with the truckers a pass. Well, there's a damn good reason for that. But anyway, let's let him explain.
On the Fox News channel, the pampered and vaccinated millionaire TV host who screamed bloody murder if a Black Lives Matter protest shut down an intersection, well, here they have found their next big thing.
So the trucker convoy in Canada is pretty cool.
This is pretty impressive. There is a convoy 12 miles long.
It's pretty inspirational.
Canadian trucker convoys.
Truckers caravanning across Canada from Vancouver to Ottawa.
Thousands of truckers assembled at Vancouver this weekend to protest. They formed a freedom convoy.
Massive freedom convoy.
Out of that massive trucker demonstration.
Canada's freedom convoy.
Freedom convoy. Freedom convoy.
Freedom convoy.
The freedom convoy.
Could there be an American version of this trucker trucker convoy.
What if this comes here? Seriously, think about what a trucker strike would mean.
It's not just about Canada now.
Bringing the Freedom Convoy to the U.S. of A.
You know, I think they hate the word freedom, because that was what was being pushed there. How much damage have they caused, by the way, to businesses? How many burning buildings have they burned down? How many have they killed by blowing their horns? And he says Fox News is basically giving them a pass and ignoring all this stuff because it does. And he said, and Fox News, who it's always was attacking BLM just for blocking an intersection. Well, yeah, they did do that. Shutting down streets, highways, interstates, yeah. And that's dangerous. But there was also more, wasn't there? You remember what happened in 2020. And yet the New York Times found a way to ignore 18 deaths, nearly $2 billion in damage. One of their latest reports on some of the violence that came with BLM and Antifa activities. Just ignore it. We don't report it. It didn't happen. The majority of the more than 9,000 Black Lives Matter demonstrations that took place, overall, the best numbers I've seen that come up with it is that at least 25 were killed during that process of the BLM demonstrations. And I do want to remind you that among that 25, there were police officers in Dallas, Texas, that were killed because they were ambushed. They were there to protect BLM and their right to First Amendment speech. If they're just marching in the street, they're entitled to do that. When they start throwing stones, Molotov cocktails, looking, arson, they've gone beyond that. Now, none of that was happening, but the guy that wanted to make a point started sniping at police officers because they're police officers. That's it. So when we say BLM is tied to deaths, keep in mind tied directly to some of those. No, they did not do it, but they had a BLM sympathizer. Could there end up being some kind of violence in Ottawa beyond what we've seen? There could be, but so far there hasn't been. But they want you to think it's almost imminent. You know, here's how far the left is beginning to recognize. Middle Democrats, even those who are close to the far left, but not that far, they're recognizing we need changes before 2022. Even Hollywood elites are now saying enough of what we're seeing about crime and low and no bail. Stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, recently in an interview with MSNBC, since we were talking to them, there were already surfacing comments, even from former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, that we've got to do more about these progressives and get them under control, blaming them. If we end up losing, if we lose a Democrat-controlled Congress, you can blame the progressives for causing us to go upside down. She said, I think it's time for some careful thinking about what wins elections, not just in deep blue districts where a Democrat and a liberal Democrat or so-called progressive Democrat is going to win. I understand why people want to argue for their priorities, and I'm all about vigorous debate, but in the end of the day, it means nothing if we don't have a Congress who can get things done, and we don't have a White House that we can count on. That was Hillary Clinton just a few days ago. Well, now look what's happening in California with all the increase of the violence we've been seeing. There's a campaign underway right now to recall L.A. District Attorney George Gascon. That's right. that guy put in place, as many other far progressive DAs are in St. Louis City and other cities where they just don't prosecute crimes, or they re-qualify them, or they give them low bail, or they give them no bail. And even in Hollywood, the elites are beginning to sign on to, we need to get rid of Gascon. It's not just Hollywood elites who might be Republican. There are some Democrats who are doing the same. One of them identified as Desiree Andrade. She said her son died in a brutal attack in 2018. And she's a registered Democrat and says Gascon's narrative about the recall effort has stopped recently because he wasn't seeing the campaign being funded. Hollywood elites are not coming to his defense to help keep him in there. I'm looking at others that are on the Hollywood elite list, and some are not wanting to be identified directly. But Michael Medvoy, a co-founder of Orion Pictures, and his wife and others, and I wouldn't say Michael's a liberal that much all the time, but still he falls closer to the other side often. Other big-name donors, George Clooney's producing partner. Several of them are coming forward, and they're watching what's happening around them. Now, they may not want to go against the progressives, but the call for defund police continues to echo among the minds of voters, be they Democrat, Republican, Independent, Black, white, yellow, red, living in the urban areas or rural areas. They do not want crime. No one does. Even Biden had to admit in his meeting in New York City recently that, hey, there's nobody really wants to have fewer cops. Yes, there are, Biden, in your own party. And they are still pushing it, but they're being a little quieter right now. They need to get through the 2022, and then they'll ramp it up again. They have an agenda, and they're going to continue pursuing it regardless of the facts. We can accept that. We can understand that's their game plan. But when they see defections in their ranks or others just not being that vocal about supporting anymore, they really should be reconsidering. I don't care if they don't, because let them go down in flames over that issue. We have inflation at the highest rate in 40 years, and crime is also up. And those two issues right there are enough to sink Biden or anyone in 2024 and certainly in 2022 coming up. But the state-controlled media continues to do its job trying to push all the bad things that Trump did while he was in office. You're going to hear later from those who are saying, we got to quit looking back at Trump. We got to look forward and ahead. One of them being James Carville, who helped the Bill Clinton get into office originally. And they're not going to report the things that show how bad the other side is, are they? CNN analyst had backtracked her call to Canadian truckers. She said, I tweeted something that's been used by others to suggest I was promoting vigilantism. I wasn't. What did she tweet? She declared that maybe what we need to do is slash the tires, empty gas tanks. No, that's not encouraging violence or vigilante activity, is it? It's encouraging crime in slashing the tires, but again, you may never hear of it again. I told you now, look for it somewhere else. You won't find it. Coming up the next hour, a closer look at that interview with Joe Biden. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.